This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Xiao Yik. We are now more than a month into phase two of the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is calling for those above 60 and those with comorbidities to get vaccinated. But the registration rate has still been low due to some concerns, especially among older adults, about the safety of the vaccines. So here at BFM, we've been speaking to some senior citizens who have gotten their jabs and want to encourage others to do so. Here are their stories.
I'm Gursami Somo. I'm 80 years old and I'm a retired teacher. I was born, bred and educated in Malacca, and I'm still residing in Malacca. I had my first dose on the 21st of April and my second dose the 12th of May.
If you could take us through what the past year or more has been like living with this pandemic, how has it affected you?
Well, I'm actually quite a cautious person. As required by the SOP, I try to sort of put on my mask whenever I'm out of the house. And wherever possible, I try to stay away from crowded places because that's the only place where you tend to get infected. So other than that, I've got only my simple job that I do at the temple office where I don't meet many people.
Have you been worried about possibly getting infected?
I try to be careful because being an elder person, especially coming to 80, tendency is my immune system may be low. So what I do is I try to get a lot of rest, have good supplement food to make sure that I'm not susceptible to this virus.
When did you register for the COVID-19 jab?
As a matter of fact, I think I registered maybe in late February. You know, a friend of mine actually helped me out through the Maharashtra Jatra. Mm-hmm. And then I think by the beginning of April, I was given this assurance that I'll be given the jab and the date and everything.
And how did you feel about going for it? Were you eager or did you have concerns or worries about it?
Well, in the beginning, I was a bit apprehensive because reading all those opinions, you know, by so many so-called medical professionals. But after being present at the center and seeing how professional and organized they were, I was more at ease. My advice is go with an open mind, you know, and do not read all these messages that you get, you know, because that will put you in a very difficult position and, you know, you get worried unnecessarily. So the more you think about it, the more upset you'll be, and that itself is not good psychologically. So go with an open mind, say a prayer, and I think all should be fine.
I have to ask, who are the so-called professionals that you're getting these messages from?
Oh my God. They were so, I mean, some of them were professional doctors, some are like biologists, and they are mostly from WhatsApp, yeah. So that's why my advice is, you know, don't go and listen to all this. Just go on with the jab and, you know, and everything should be fine, you know.
Tell us about the actual vaccination day. Where did you go and what was it like there?
I was called to go to Dewan Tun Ali, that is in Jalan Bukit Katil. I was very well taken up by the way they were so prepared, so organized, and very courteous. So that alone itself, you know, gave me lots of confidence and I felt at ease.
And when you went back, did you experience any side effects after the jab?
The only side effect I had was a bit of headache on the first day. Second day, in the early morning, it went on. But after that, everything was fine, you know.
Yeah.
I just felt a little bit weak, most probably because my immune system was a bit low. But thank God, you know, all went well. I was very well.
What about friends, relatives or neighbours who are also around your age? Have you spoken to some who are hesitant to register for the jab? And what have you heard from them?
Well, there were a few that were really hesitant, but my advice to them is, you know, you just go for it and don't have to worry about it, because end of the day, you still have to get it done, you know. And if you delay on it, the chances of you getting infected may be greater because you are not sort of vaccinated. So I just advise them to go on with it, yeah.
Any final message to encourage everyone, especially senior citizens, to get the jab?
My honest opinion is, like I said earlier, stop reading all those negative opinions by those so-called professionals and just go with an open mind, say a prayer, and I think all should be fine.
That was Guru Samisomo. He's 80 years old, from Malacca, and he was sharing his experience of getting the COVID-19 vaccination. If you'd like to share his experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from bfm.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. Do register for your jab on the MySejahtera app or on vaccinecovid.gov.my today. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.